Good morning and God bless everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. It's Wednesday, May 20th at just before 9:45 a.m. and my work computer gave me a notification that it needs to restart to install an update. So I thought this would be a perfect time for God to bless you guys through me. That's my hope and my prayer with regard to this. And I've just been very blessed with how God works within us to will and to do of his good pleasure. Every day, he is constantly at work within us. And yesterday, I just had a wonderful day. When I woke up, it was very much on my heart to really level up my confession. Sometimes I think we can get a little habitual with it, maybe, or just okay, it's time to do my confessions of my faith. It's time to speak in tongues. It's time to honor God. It's time to connect. It's time to pray for laborers. These things are preordained works of God. They were around before you and I were ever around. And so they're part of the preordained works of God. And yesterday I was just thinking about that and thinking about the importance of doing these five foundational things. I call them the bedrock foundation of my life. And they're so important, and God values them very highly. And when we do them, we need to value them very highly as well, because every preordained work of God creates great benefit to ourselves and beyond ourselves. And I was just thinking of that yesterday, and I was also thinking that we have preordained works like the five things that I just mentioned. We have those preordained works that we know about. they're kind of set in place. But there are also preordained works every day that God wants to give us to do, to bless our lives, to fill us with joy and peace and believing and great expectation of our Heavenly Father. And those are the things, along with the five things, that make our lives truly great and truly exciting and truly profitable and fruitful. And so yesterday, that was what was in my mind, was just, God has these set in stone things, preordained works, and he also is going to have preordained works that I may not know about at that given time. And he certainly did that for me yesterday. And what I love about God, if you read the book of Exodus and you read about Moses, you see that there are times when God worked in Moses to do something, but it took time. Like, the plagues that happened and the ultimate thing that happened throughout all those plagues, and Pharaoh relenting and then hardening his heart and, relenting and hardening his heart. The ultimate outcome of that was God's desire that the children of Israel be free, be freed from the slavery under the Egyptians, freed from that oppression. And that took time. And then there was another time when Moses was standing on the mountain, and this was when the children of Israel, they were getting ready to go across the Red Sea, but God hadn't opened up the Red Sea yet. But he was standing there and he said, "Stand still and see the power of God," or whatever it was that he said. It was something like that. But the gist of what I'm saying is that Moses was thinking, okay, we got to stand still and wait for God, And God was like, "What the heck? Get on with it. Get moving. Go forward. Move." And that was an instance where God doesn't get, he wanted them to move right away. And that's what I experienced yesterday. There was just an experience of something that God brought to my realization. And it was just like, move now. And it had to do with giving. I just knew that it was from God. And, it didn't matter how much I'd given in the past. It didn't matter That I was going to be honoring God this Friday because I'm going to be getting paid. None of that mattered. It was like right then God said, do this thing, do this thing. And I recognized it, that God had worked in my heart yesterday to be alert and be vigilant to a preordained work that I wasn't aware of at that time. And I'm telling you, it just brought such great joy to my heart to see God work in my life like that and to see that this is His will. This was what He wanted me to do. And I followed through on it and obeyed God. And my heart was just so filled with joy. And I thought of Romans 15:13, the God of all hope, fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. I think that verse lived for me yesterday. And I just had so much joy and peace in believing yesterday because I knew that I was obeying God. And then there are other things that God has me, he's having me wait patiently on. And it just, this particular thing that happened yesterday, this testimony that I'm given that happened yesterday, it built my faith for these things that I've been confessing and having faith for some time, for a number of months. And it just comforted my heart about those. And it built a resolve in me to confess these things with a greater, the only word I can think of is a greater energy in my heart. It's really faith, you know. God built my faith and I'm capitalizing on that and going forward because I know that God wants to meet my need and He wants to meet your need in every single area. And we don't want to stand in the way of God. We don't want to stand in the way of the preordained works God has for us to do and the preordained blessings that God has for us. Because God, that's what our God is all about. And you know, God is a God that brings people forward, just like He brought the children of Israel forward. He wanted them going forward into the Red Sea. And when they did it, when they stepped their foot out, man, that sea parted and they walked on dry land. What an incredible miracle. And that's our God. Even though the rivers may be high or the flames may be high, when we step out, God clears the way and He makes that path solid for us and brings us forward. But we've got to step out in faith. We've got to walk by faith and not by sight, not by what we see, not by what we feel, you know, not by any of that carnal stuff. Just listen to God and go forward with God. And God has great and mighty things to do for you personally, to bless your life and to fill your life with joy and peace and believing. And you can stand there and you can see the great glory of your God, your almighty heavenly Father, when you walk by faith and not by sight. That's my encouragement for you today. Walk by faith, not by sight, and see the great Shekinah glory of God shine forth in your life and shine forth in the lives of others because you decided to take a stand and do the preordained works that God has prepared for you to do and to receive the preordained blessings that He has for you to receive. So God bless you. I love you. That's what I have to share today.